You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
The popular accessible technology fair Site Village makes its way to the southwest of England in April. Here to tell us more about it from organisers QAC is Rose Woodall. Rose, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, and thank you for speaking to us today.
But what can we expect from Site Village Exeter? Who will be there?
Well, Site Village Exeter, we haven't been there since 2023, so really looking forward to going there on the 14th of April. But at a new venue, which is the West Point Conference Centre. So, yeah, we're hoping people come along and support the new venue.
For people who may have heard all about Site Village exhibitions before, but never been to one for themselves, what are they like?
Site Village it's a really good environment. It's a hands-on experience where people can talk to the exhibitors, have demonstrations on the equipment. So, yeah, it's just a first-hand experience, very inclusive and a really good vibe.
Tell us about some of the exhibitors, Rose. Is there anything that you're especially excited about having available at Site Village in Exeter?
Yeah, well, we've got some of the locals, so it's really good to have some of the locals joining Site Village. We've got Devon Insight, we've got Somerset Site, and we've got InFocus College. And then we've got our regulars, we've got Humanware, Sight and Sound, Guide Dogs, and lots more. They're all listed on the website.
And you also have a number of talks that are going on throughout the day during Site Village from experts. What can we expect there?
So we've got PackFlat talking about the assistive voting device, which was really popular in Glasgow. And we have Bristol Braille talking about the Canute Sonific reading device as well. So they're really informative talks, so it'd be good for people to go and join them.
And what do visitors to Site Village exhibitions tell you that they enjoy the most, Rose? Why do people keep coming back?
Well, just to read out a few, like last year we had Sir Stephen Teams, the MP, and he just said it showed him assistive and accessible technology is key for independence. People say it can be life-changing, it's a really friendly environment. And someone said that they've been coming to Site Village for 10 years and they would highly recommend it.
The West Point Conference Centre is a new venue for Site Village. What kind of support will be available on the day for visitors? What's the venue actually like?
Well, it's very accessible, so it's on the ground floor. There's free parking, so people can come along and park for the day. There'll be refreshments to purchase, and as you'd mentioned, seminars taking place. And we're reaching out for volunteers, so I have contacted some people, so we were no nearer the time, but yeah, if anyone wants to come and volunteer, feel free to get in touch.
Tickets are free to all Site Village events, of course, but you do recommend booking in advance.
Yes, yeah, because it can get very busy and we know people might have travelled. So it's really good if people can book in advance and they can do that via Ticket Tailor, or they can give us a call on 0121 803 5313.
Great. Well, where can we find out a bit more about Site Village Exeter?
Yeah, you can go onto the website. So you can go on to www.qacsitevillage.org.uk. That will tell you information about Exeter, but also our other up-and-coming events throughout 2026.
Well, it's a very busy year for QAC. You had Site Village Glasgow recently, and then Leeds next, and more to come later on in the year.
Yeah, like you've mentioned Leeds. After Leeds, we'll have our flagship, we'll have Central for 2 days. Then we've been invited to North Wales. So that's a new one for us. And then October, slightly different to last year, the end of October, we'll be back in London for 2 days. So very busy for Site Village this year.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing more about those upcoming events later on in the year. Site Village Exeter will be at the West Point Conference Centre on Tuesday the 14th of April between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Rose Woodall from QAC, thanks again for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Okay, thank you for your support as always.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.